Back at it here, and you know, it's getting to that time of the year. The leaves are changing. Cool temperatures. I saw frost on the ground. I did already once a couple of days ago. I was a little bit shocked by that. Mortified. Frightened, actually. My next guest has found frost on his pumpkin more than once. He's a travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost in the back roads of Michigan more than anybody else. Ron Rademacher, everyone. He's dusting the frost off that pumpkin right now. Ron, how are you?
That pumpkin does need to be polished once in a while, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And it's the time of year to do that and then carve that son of a gun. We've already had the family carving here at the Gruber Estate. We've done the family. And I carved a white pumpkin this year. Never done that before.
Oh, you're really stepping over the line there.
Going radical. You know, radical.
Hey, by the way, speaking of pumpkins, you know, up there at Andy T's up in St. John's, they've got this giant slingshot. You can launch pumpkins at a sign they have out in the field out there. I don't know what.
Chunkin' pumpkins.
Yep, chunkin' pumpkins. And this one's just a giant slingshot. Now you pull it back and you can fire these pumpkins out across whoever's picture they put on the sign. I mean, one time it was Bin Laden and one time it was somebody else.
Right. Was it you? Ron, was it you?
I was the perennial favorite.
Right.
Every season, you know, that by public request, they put my picture up there.
Right. Yeah. What are we doing with all this beautiful weather?
I got a big shout out too, by the way. Susie, a grandmother from NEMA, got her bear last weekend.
Really?
Got her on the weekend. It wasn't the one she'd been stalking, but she got a little one, about 275.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so she got her. We're all proud of her. She got her. She's 52.
In Michigan, did you say, or in Maine?
In Michigan.
Oh, I misunderstood what you said. Okay, in
Michigan. Yeah, last weekend, up in the Upper Peninsula. So
it's about twice the size of the average bear in Michigan, so not bad.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad at all. But, you know, I mean, she was self-deprecating. I was just a little one, 275. Yes. So you know how it is. It's like anything else, you know. That buck you got last year actually dressed out the 300 pounds, right?
Mm, yeah, I dressed out a 300. What?
So, listen, I want to talk about color tours a little bit if we got a minute, because I'm in the Lower Peninsula right now, but up north, if you get across the bridge, I got to tell you, it's changing fast.
Oh, I know. How did you get across the bridge? Did you have ID?
I was security across in a guy's trunk.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you're in the Lower Peninsula.
Recognition can't see through the trunk thing, man.
Yeah, the UP. Yeah, the UP's probably going quick now, huh?
It is going fast, and so I have had a lot of people say, well, we're going to take the family. So I put up on MichiganBackRoads.com on the homepage a link to a PDF called Color Tours and Taverns.
I like that.
And these are five different drives starting at Bruce Crossing, which is right near Bond Falls in the western Upper Peninsula.
Right.
And then each one of these drives, it tells you exactly where to go and what you're going to see, things like Norwich Bluffs and the Porcupine Mountains and up the Keweenaw Peninsula and Bond Falls. And every one of these, it also tells you a very unique tavern that is family-friendly and has history and good food.
Well, I like that.
So when you're going, you know, like on the one that takes you out to White Pine, that's where the Contica is, and they have great food there. I can tell you the cheddar bacon cheeseburger is to die for. But they also feed throw all their kitchen scraps out in the yard, and wild black bears come out every day to eat the, so you can get pictures and videos of the wild black bears.
And what town is that?
That is in White Bluff.
Really?
White Pine.
White Pine.
It's just south of Silver City, halfway between the Porcupine Mountains and Ontonagon. You just drive down to White Pine, go around behind the mall, and there's the Contica, and they feed the wild bears live over that hill, and they feed them at lunch, and they feed them at supper.
Well, they need lunch and supper, don't they? Then they go and relax.
Only time the bears don't come out is sometimes they will not come out of the woods during bear season, and of course in winter because they're hibernating.
All right.
So there's another one in Rockland. There's Henry's Never Inn. It's called that because Henry's never there. But in that place, they make traditional pasties out of his great grandmother's recipe, and the bar is a huge, gigantic mahogany bar that was apparently stolen from a bar in Chicago and brought up there by some friends of Al Capone, believe it or not.
A bootlegged bar. There you go.
A bootlegged bar, exactly.
There you go. I like it. Yeah. What's this ghost town of Victoria I see in your dabblings here?
And that is probably closed now, but their town is there, and they've refurbished all the buildings. It was an iron mining community, and in the summertime, you can tour the buildings, but this time of year, you can just walk through the village. But that drive from Rockland to Old Victoria is only about 12 miles, but I'll tell you, the changes in elevation make it one of the most beautiful color drives there is in the entire Upper Peninsula, and people just don't know about it.
I love it. I just love it. Let's see here. What else do we have here? Ontonagon? We got about a minute here.
All right, we can do Ontonagon. Yeah, so if you're going to be going that way, you almost have to go to Ontonagon. And downtown is Stubbs Bar. It's right on Main Street, right next to the Historical Museum. You can't miss it, and it doesn't look like much. But when you go in, you will step back into time. Like, a bar is what it looked like back when people were going up there to go deer hunting in the 20s and 30s.
Sure.
And later. And so they have, there's more rifles and more antlers and more heads on the walls than there will be customers. I mean, every kind of taxidermy you can imagine. They have, the music is provided by a Wurlitzer jukebox. And they have a small part of the bar dedicated to Elvis.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody does
honest,
that, right?
Yeah, let's be serious.
Yeah, and I can tell you the beer is cold, the language is colorful, and the food is good in this place.
And the more of the cold beer that flows, the more colorful the language gets. It's the fall color language.
That can happen.
Colorful fall language. You got
If
it.
You do get up to Calumet and if you go down by the theater, find Schutz Bar because in there is an amazing sight. They've redone this place so it looks like it did back in the lumbering days. And over the bar is a Tiffany's stained glass canopy.
Really?
And I understand, and I do not have the facts on this, so I'm sure someone will correct me, but I understand it's valued at over $1 million.
Wow. MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. You could drink at $1 million canopy from Tiffany's. Just go to the Color Tours and Taverns where MichiganBackroads.com. You might even encounter Ron Rademacher along the way. Ron, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. That Color Tours is a PDF. They can download it and print it out.
There you go.